Exclusive, Trump senior advisor Jason Miller. Donald Trump knows the hot-button issues, Biden doesn't. By Hannah Knudsen on June 29, 2024. Former President Donald Trump knows the hot-button issues. As was clearly displayed in Thursday's debate, Trump advisor Jason Miller said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Miller talked about Thursday night's presidential debate on CNN and noted that Trump never once stood up behind a podium to go and practice against President Joe Biden. Never once did he sit down and time out answers. But his mastery of the debate format and time and again, how his answers would be perfectly timed right to the end. He knew exactly what he wanted to say to every question. He said, noting that there were several times moderators had to remind Biden that he had more time on the clock to answer. The contrast is pretty stark, but the broader point here. What you're saying is, this is a real crisis in America. I mean, it shows that the media establishment and the Democrat establishment had been covering it up all this time. They've known about it. I mean, anyone with half a brain would have seen what's been going on. But every member of the media establishment, Democrat establishment, has known about this. They've been covering it up because of their TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, Miller said. If there is a second debate, he continued, Trump will be more than ready. I would be highly surprised if the Biden people allowed Joe Biden to get back up there on that stage. I mean, if they sent him away to a log cabin in the woods for a week and this is what came out. I don't think that 2 weeks of Joe Biden in a log cabin in the middle of woods would be able to help, he said. The fact of the matter is President Trump is just too good. He knows exactly what he wants to say. He is too strong. He's ready to turn the country around, and Joe Biden can't do that, he said, emphasizing that Biden simply lacks good answers. Even if it was the Biden from 20, 30, 40 years ago, that Joe Biden would have a tough time. How do you explain you took a week off to go to the log cabin in the woods while 55 ISIS terrorists were running around the country? How do you give a straight answer to people about why you've let 20 million illegals into the United States? What do you say to people who say we had literally zero inflation? Which Biden admitted on the stage, even President Trump was a little shocked at that one. That you had zero inflation, no inflation issues when Biden came into office. And now it's a 20% cumulative inflation over the 3.5 years he's been there. And in certain categories, like energy and mortgages, it's 50% or even 100%. There are no good answers to the problems that Biden has created. Miller explained, laying out a contrast by noting that Trump knows the hot-button issues. There were a couple of things that President Trump did exceptionally well in addition to what I laid out earlier with regard to his mastery of the rules and of the format. He began, explaining that President Trump is very cognizant of what people are concerned about right now, which is their pocketbooks, and the fact that people are having to cash out their 401ks to pay basic bills or choose between gas and groceries. That housing is going through the roof, he said, noting that people are also scared about the constant headlines of illegal immigrant crime. These people who are being killed by this Biden migrant crime are real concerns, he said. Also pointing to concerns over where's the world going with the killing in Ukraine, terrorist attack in Israel, even Chinese aggression for the people who are tracking that. But President Trump really knew the hot buttons of what people are concerned about. And Biden seemed to keep wanting to go back to grievance politics and people you know. It's a little bit of a cliche thing, but you know, I'd much rather have some mean tweets and cheap gas. President Trump knew what was going to move people. Biden was on defense from the time that he, even just walking out to the podium, he was on defense. And especially when he started coughing and everything like that, Miller said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Jason Miller, June 29, 2024. Biden never had a clear, succinct answer to tell people how he was going to improve their lives. The number one word that came out for independence in the word clouds that we saw published independently was hopeful. President Trump gave people who are concerned about the direction of the country hope that it could be turned around into the right direction. Miller added, identifying that as the biggest mover that debate. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.